Given the fact that James McDonald nor Charlie Morton were able to stretch their starts into long outings the previous 2 days, how important was it for you to go the at least six innings that you worked today?
It was very important. You know, I went out there thinking six was minimum. I had to get six innings so we'd have enough arms to finish the game. And I got into a little trouble early, but you know, I gave up some runs, but I managed to get out of some situations in less pitches than. If it would have took me a little longer, I think it would have been trouble, but I managed to get through the sixth, and I think that was important.
Kevin, you made one of the best plays I've ever seen a pitcher make today. I forget who hit it. It was a dribbler to your right, and you slid on the ground and on your knees threw just a dart to first base. Have you, first of all, take us through the play. Secondly, have you ever made a better one?
I don't know if I have. It was just... he kind of nubbed it off the end, and he's a fast runner. It was just a little cutter on the outside corner to hit it off the end, and, you know, we were kind of playing back at that point, and I knew I was the only person who could get to the ball. So I just went with the double knee slide and turn around and wing it over there and hope everything works out, and it did. You know, it's one of those all or nothing, but, you know, I was happy. It was a big out. It was the leadoff hitter that inning, and it was a big out at that point.
Well, congratulations on your ninth win. It's obviously always great to be able to win a game and feel like you didn't have to have your best stuff. My question, I guess, would just be, for your own head as a pitcher, having the catcher, that guy you could lean on, kind of, you know, someone that you know and knows you in and out, having someone basically behind the plate that you're not familiar with, how are you guys doing it, and is it that big a deal anymore?
Yeah, it's just tough for the first couple outings to familiarize yourself with a catcher. You know, you work on that in spring training. You get to throw to the guys a lot, and you use that month and a half so the catcher can get to know what you're trying to do out there and what your stuff is like. And, you know, we don't have that opportunity now getting a couple new catchers over here, but they're doing a great job. And, you know, we talk on a daily basis, and every time, you know, we work together, it's going to get better. So, you know, I think these guys are going to do a good job filling in, but until we get our horses back.
Kevin, your ninth win ties Roy Halladay, Cole Hamels, and Jair Jurgens for the most wins in all the National League. A lot of people before the season started would have said, well, if Correa gets nine wins on the season, that would be closer to expectations. What were your expectations and your thoughts of being tied for the lead for most Ws in the senior circuit?
You know, it's nice. Obviously, I think I went through a stretch at the beginning of the year where I won, you know, every game that I should have won, and that doesn't usually happen often. And then, you know, in the last four games, it took me four games to get my ninth win. It was kind of more of the usual, you know, you have a good game you should have won and you didn't win, and you have a bad game. Today I had a bad game, or not a bad game, but not a great game that I easily could have came out there with a loss or a no decision. I got the win, so... You know, you need a lot of help, and our bullpen has done a great job. They haven't blown any of my wins, and Joel Hanrahan's hammering them all down, and the offense has done a good job. So, you know, they got to get a lot of credit.
A lot of credit's going to your skipper, Clint Hurdle, this year for the new look of this team, the fact that they are 500 through 74 games, Kevin. And a lot of people tip their cap to him when he benched Andrew McCutchen earlier this year for not running out a third strike pass ball. And then it appears that Ronnie Cedeno was benched, although Skip was calling it a day off to refocus. What message are you and your teammates receiving when Clint Hurdle does things like that?
You know, I think with our team, nobody's, you know, intentionally not hustling or anything like that, but we need to focus better sometimes on some of those plays and really go at it 100%. We're not good enough to, you know, take plays off, and that's kind of the message he's sending. He's like, you know, even if you didn't really mean to do it, it was, you know, a mental error. You can't take those. We need to play every play hard, and, you know, he's getting on guys about that, and I think that really sticks with some of these younger guys and even some of these veteran guys.
Talking to Kevin Correa here on Seibel, Starkey & Miller. Kevin, the game last night, people stayed right till the end. They were on their feet. It was a great atmosphere. Again today, a pretty enthusiastic crowd. Three more sellouts expected this weekend. What does it mean to you guys to have the city, you know, suddenly so excited about this ball club?
It's great. It's a whole different feel. You know, you're coming in here and you got a lot of fan support. It just gets you. It's a long season. You play a lot of games, and you know, it's tough to get excited for every game, and to have the fans out there to have your back, it definitely helps. And I think they've noticed that we're putting that extra effort out there, and they're starting to show up, and that's what they've been waiting for. And I expect the better we play, you know, the more fan support we're going to get. And it's definitely helping us out, I think, on the field.
Now, when you look at a team like Boston rolling in, You know, you all get paid. You're all professional ball players. But is there a certain side of you that kind of looks up and down that roster and you look at their 44 wins and their 29 losses and this is a pretty amazing test for our team to see how we can respond welcoming a team like this?
Yeah, they're playing as good as anybody in baseball, and obviously they have the capital to go out and get the best players every year. But that doesn't mean we can't come in here. They can't come over here, and they're not going to beat us three times. You know, we need to go out there and expect to win every game, you know, and try to win that series. There's going to be big names, you know, across from us. But when it comes down to it, it's us against them, and I think we can match up with a lot of teams.